Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were strong in all three categories today. Today we had corn up 4.5 cents, beans really strong on the front end after being weak on the front end yesterday. May beans up 12 cents at 1474. November beans only up 5.5 at 1203, hovering around that $12 level, which in the long run, I believe will be a pivot point. If we continue, if we go below it, it'll keep going lower, and above it, it'll become support. So a $12 level is really important for the soybeans. And then wheat futures here, Kansas City up 3 to 5 cents, Chicago up 5 to 6 cents. This persistent drought, multi-year drought at that, has kept the overall tone here in the wheat market pretty strong. It doesn't look like the rainfall we were forecasted to get today and tomorrow in the southern plains is going to develop into any significant game changer in terms of rainfall. And of course, if you look at the drought monitor, we're extremely dry in a large area of Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. And then also that soil moisture numbers are extremely low. So the overall picture here should be supportive until it starts to rain for a significant period of time and a significant amount. Things should remain pretty bullish.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We have several reports this morning. We had the export report released at 7:30 a.m. It was negative or bearish for the soybeans, neutral for corn and wheat. The big number we're watching is the continuation of the ahead of schedule pace for soybean exports. We're at 106.9% of normal year. So at this point, that means we're basically 7% ahead of where we need to be. And we need to have some massive cancellations from this point going forward to change that. Informa released their latest round of numbers. They lowered South America bean production, raised corn production just a little bit. They lowered the world wheat for 2014-2015 marketing year by 4 million metric tons, down to 710.8. And then here in the Southern Plains, they said that the winter wheat crop is going to be 1.616 billion bushels versus 1.638, so slightly lower, but ahead of last year at 1.534. Now, the next round of reports will be April 9th. It'll be the monthly USDA supply and demand report, which will give us our next round of talking points. But until then, there's not really a whole lot going on other than weather issues and things of that nature.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 55 cents at 145.15. April feeders up $1.60 at 178.82. And April lean hogs were down $1.25 at 125.75. In the grain markets Thursday, May Kansas City wheat was up 5.25 cents at 744 even. Chicago May corn was up 4.25 at $5 per bushel even. May soybeans gained 13 cents on the day and closed at 1475.25. And May cotton was down 53 points at 90.98 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.